University of Maryland students on Communist China, they must be doing something right. By Tom Sikata on October 7, 2019. Students at the University of Maryland were interviewed about their feelings on the 70th anniversary of Communist China. Multiple students were sympathetic to the Communist government, including one who commented that it must be doing something right to have lasted seven decades. In a series of interviews with Campus Reform, students at the University of Maryland offered some shocking perspectives on the 70th anniversary of Communist China. Some students even said that they were proud of the anniversary. "I think we should be proud of that and happy about that," one student said. "We are really proud of that," his friend chimed in. "If it's been working for 70 years, they must be doing something right," another student said. "It's pretty somber. A lot of people have been living in poverty because of Mao's revolution," one student said. Not every student offered praise for Communist China and Mao Zedong. "I think that his methods were insane, that he was incredibly violent," one student, that identified as a leftist, said. "He was very against spiritualism and religion, which I also don't agree with. I think there is a bias in education in America," one student countered. "We don't really learn about the communist revolutions in Russia and China, and even Cuba. We hear about Hitler and all that. But we don't hear about all the people's lives that have been lost because of communism." Breitbart News has reported that the Communist Manifesto regularly ranks amongst the more frequently assigned college textbooks. Data compiled by the Open Syllabus Project, which catalogs more than 1.1 million college course syllabi, the Communist Manifesto is the third most assigned college textbook in the world, falling only behind a book on grammar in Plato's Republic.